everybody on the record and hopefully home for a good home-cooked meal. My name is Tara Kesterson. I'm the Public Relations Director for the Virginia Department of Energy. And happy to be here with you guys tonight. We welcome this exciting opportunity. We want to collaborate with you, our agency does, on future projects. And hopefully we get some great ideas as we go throughout this process. This is the first of three public listening sessions, so hopefully by the end of it we'll have some great ideas and we can get some great projects done. Before we get started, just a few housekeeping things. This is not going to be a question and answer session. Our staff is here just to listen to you guys only, so your ideas and everything you have going on, we want to hear it. We'd be happy to follow up with you afterward if you do have questions or need some more information about anything that's happening right now. You can email us. That billcomments@energy.virginia.gov is dedicated for the public to contact our abandoned mineland staff, and they'll be answering that. Or you can just call our office, and the number's right there, and ask for abandoned mineland staff, and we'll get you someone to answer your question. Only the audio of this public comment session is going to be recorded, so we will be posting that on the website within this week if you need to go back and listen to that. Hopefully that everyone that wants to speak, and I think we have one person on the list, so if anyone else here would like to, please make sure that you go ahead and sign up, and then Darlene will be calling you up to the stand in order that you signed up. All comments tonight should be specific to an abandoned mineland feature or project. So before we take public comment, I just want to invite Abandoned Mineland Program Director Lisa Baker to talk about our program here at Virginia Energy.
All right. Thank you, Tara.
Sure. Do you want me to click for you?
If you want to, that'd be fine. Either way, it's fine. Thank you all for coming out. Those of you that came out to have interest in the Abandoned Mineland Program at Virginia Energy. I'm just going to give an overview of our current program. The Virginia Energy Department of Mined Land Reclamation AML program is now administering three separate funded grant programs. The traditional program was born out of the Surface Mining Control and Reclamation Act of 1977. The Virginia Primacy Program began in 1981. And that is a fee collection program. In 2017, we began receiving the Abandoned Mineland Economic Revitalization Funding, and we continue to receive that. That's $10 million a year and growing. And in 2021, President Biden announced that Virginia AML would be the recipient of a portion of the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law bill funding. And we have received that the first year of that funding. Our traditional AML program has averaged about $3 million annually. Because of the limited budget, we focused on priority 1 and 2 projects, and those are the projects that created the most problems in our Virginia coal fields. You can see most projects were completed with this funding are those that are considered dangerous to the public and or the environment. And the 2021 bill increased our budget significantly. We anticipated this funding would allow us to do more comprehensive reclamation projects, and that's what we're taking comments on today, which could include larger problem area initiatives rather than just individual features. Also, we estimate about 3,000 features are inventoried, and this funding will make a major impact on getting those reclaimed. This funding will be spent in all the historic mining areas across the Commonwealth, and that includes the Southwest, the Middle Region, and the Richmond Coalfields. So now I'm going to ask Tim Ferguson, manager of the AMLA program, to give an overview of the AMLA program.
Thanks, Lisa. Okay, AMLA, what that stands for is Abandoned Mine Land Economic Revitalization. In short, we put economic projects on abandoned mine land sites. So in 2017, we received our first round of funding for the AMLA grant, and it has continued each year. And it is specific, that $10 million is specific to Southwest Virginia and is distributed based on grant applications. And again, these are for economic development projects, but you know, as you can see, some of the you know, it's not that easy of a process. There's a lot of things that goes into it, and you have to kind of be prepared for it to go through and understand what an AML feature is and that type of thing. But stay tuned, because we will be doing some workshops later this year to sort of educate a little bit more about how the AML program works. But to talk a little bit more about the economic development, and introduce Daniel Kessner, who's our economic development manager for the Virginia Department of Energy.
Thanks, Tim. Mm-hmm. And I'll be brief. You know, AMLR is an important part of our vision for economic development to repurpose mine lands in the coal field. One of the things we do a lot of work. We do a lot of work, and we're mostly focused on expanding job opportunities to energy and industrial manufacturing related projects. We also look at other types of projects like agricultural industries, commercial or technology-based development. So looking at repurposing mine land, AMLR is an important piece of that, and we can fund a lot of projects through that. So I didn't want to take a lot more time, but we're happy to help you know, on projects as they're being developed and answer questions related to economic development and repurposing mine land. So Tara provided an email and a phone number, or will shortly, and you're welcome to reach out to us with any questions on economic development at Virginia Energy. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Tara.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for going through our presentation with us. Now we're going to start the public comment session. And just a reminder, just come to the microphone. Darlene will call your name, just so we have all of this recorded if you want to speak. And make sure that you say your name and your community, where you're from. Again, the email, billcomments@energy.virginia.gov. The phone number, we can pop it up again later, but 276-523-8100. Okay.
Matt Hipper, you want to say anything?
No, I'm good.
No? Okay. For the record, Matt does not want to say anything, right? Okay, and Mr. Day?
Uh-huh.
So do you want to come up here?
Yep, that's right.
If you'll just state your name for the record, please.
My name is Ronald Day. I'm from the Dunbar community. And I guess since nobody else is going to speak, I got 2 hours, right? Meetings from 6 to 8?
Yep.
Everybody give them something good and cold to drink. No, I'll make it short. The feelings of some of the citizens in Dunbar, we feel like before AML takes on new projects, I always call it Division of Mine Land Reclamation, DLMR, I guess it's one and one, is it? Anyway, before they take on new projects, they need to fix the ones they already got started. And they've had one started in my community since for years. And seemed like a hold up all the time. They actually came and fixed part of it. They fixed about a fourth of it and cleaned out a canal. And it's also got about another quarter mile to a half a mile on up the mountain that needs significant work done to it. You know, before you start up that mountain, it cuts off right here and it goes right up by my house. And right up by my house, Westmoreland Coal Company, years ago, they decided they needed to let water out of one of their mines, so they bought a bulldozer down by the railroad track, made a road, and brung an auger in, drilled 3 holes. And for years, they just let that water come out down by the railroad track. Then after I moved and back in the house I live up there now and remodeled, I talked to a lot of folks, and finally, Bill Wampler helped me out. And they come up there and they put in like a half of a cupboard, a half moon cupboard. And that was, I forget how many years ago it was, but I was like, okay, it's wore out. Not only is it about half wore out, but where the water comes out of the 3 auger hose, the pipe don't go up plumb up where they are. So now the water's going under it. So it's like the year before last, I had to pay myself $2,200 for a plumber to come in and come up my yard with his equipment and dig a ditch and put it into another drain and make a drain go left in case that one stops up, and it will, to keep the water off. So to hold up all this time, and I can't believe that this bunch can actually have a stranglehold on state of Virginia like they do. They've had one hold up every time. Norfolk and Southern Railroad. You know, everything's been to go for two or three times, except Norfolk and Southern Railroad. I don't think he ever said no. They just wouldn't say anything. You know, you've got to have an easement, not to get on their track, but just get down beside their track and get it fixed, because the project that they fixed is actually getting worse, because where they cut the bank out and done all the dozer work above it, there's some monstrous oak trees, and the oak trees now were 50 years older than they was when Westmoreland first done the auger hose, maybe 55 years. So now I believe they're getting so heavy that they're trying to slip. Okay, I called, if I get off target, just tell me and I'll quit. But anyway, I called Penn Virginia come, brought their engineer, and they said, they're not ours. They're on the railroad's right of way. So I called the railroad, and the railroad said, they're not ours. They're not on our right of way. Besides that, we're not in the business of cutting trees. So I called Penn Virginia back, and they never would come look again. But I asked him, I said, okay, if they're not yours, and they're not, the railroads, do they belong to me? You know, can I have them cut and get the logs? You know, I guarantee you I couldn't do that. So all I'm asking is, and I'll hush, is for maybe you guys to take another real strong look at this, and I know she does. And I've got the cards of the other two guys. I've had three different people on this project, you know, John Michael and her, and you know, I just hope that you'll take another look at it before you start spending a bunch of money somewhere else. It don't affect about one, two, three, about five of us. You know, because if it floods, it's going to flood everything out like it did once in the 80s. Caused a fiasco. But anyway, it's just the pipe. It gets worse all the time. So I thank you for your time. I'll see you later, and I'm going to get home before they find out I'm gone, okay? Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Good evening, Ron.
Thank you. All right, that's it. So all the updates, audio from next two hearings as well will be on our website, and you can follow us on social media for more information. Thanks, everybody, for coming out.
Closing out at 6:28 p.m.